Chapter 37. Know why you never see elephants hiding up trees? They're really good at it. The rest of the class is fun. Obviously, I'm still rubbish. We're supposed to use imaginary keys to get through a make-believe door and have a pretend reaction to something totally non-existent on the other side of it. And I can neither see the keys nor the door, let alone the monster. But Jemima kicks my door open, Zoe drags the beast through, and Diego punches it in the face while I pretend to scream hysterically with my hands on either side of my face. And I'm too busy laughing with my classmates and exchanging phone numbers to care that I'm still the world's worst actress. By the time I arrive home, I feel happy, light, as if I'm being slowly untied and let go. Buzzing, I text Scarlett. Class was amazing. Want to come over? I'm hyper but too exhausted to go out. Kiss, kiss. She texts back. Got table reads for FF. Need to work on script. Sad face emoji. But yes, girl, I knew you could do it. Acting just takes practice. Proud of you. Kiss, 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 kiss. Still texting, I open the front door with a smile. I'm proud of me too. Sure, good luck with the... Something whacks me in the face. Yeah! I scream crazily. Do not touch me! I'm trained in self-defense! I will destroy you! Oh. It's a heart-shaped helium balloon. Blinking, I stare in surprise at the hallway. There are dozens of pink hearts floating vertically from weighted bases, strings dangling like a terrifying forest. It's like a horror film remake of Up. What the... They've all got tags attached. You make my heart float! Drink! Dylan Harris, TV star, currently on Netflix. I'm not going to bother reading the rest. You get the picture.